This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Seattle. 48 degrees, light drizzle, wind out of the southwest at 11. It's 6:35. Sports to the max, the hump day edition. It's a Wednesday. Eric in for Mike. Thanks so much for tuning us in. Maxie was in earlier today here on WCCO. Program producer is the hammer, Craig Schrepfer. In the newsroom, Edgar Linares. He's so good, I simply call him Cronkite. We're going to have a lot of fun between now and 9 o'clock. We'll talk soccer and Gopher football with a guy who knows both very well, Andy Greeter from the St. Paul Pioneer Press. We'll also get into hoops next hour with Kevin Lynch from Fox Sports North. Rumor has it the Timberwolves had an explosive practice today with the return of one Jimmy Butler. Also, Lane Grindle, play-by-play voice of the Milwaukee Brewers, will join us. They've got Game 1 of the NLCS on Friday night at Miller Park. How about that? Our friends in Cheeseland are four wins away from the World Series. In the 8 o'clock hour, Matthew Hatchett, former Vikings wideout, will join us. We'll talk about a couple of kids who are soda born and bred. Grew up right here in the great state of Minnesota. Two of the top wideouts in the NFL. Adam Thielen right now blowing up, and Larry Fitzgerald Jr. on his way to the Hall of Fame. They'll be going against each other Sunday at U.S. Bank Stadium, Arizona Cardinals, Minnesota Vikings. And then we'll get a two-time World Series champ to check in with us at 8:35 p.m., Al Newman, who had a great career with the Twins, and he's still here in town doing a lot of baseball stuff. But right now, time to talk some Gopher football and soccer with Andy Greeter from the Pioneer Press. Andy, always good to have you on the airwaves. And it's kind of an odd weekend because you can either be at TCF Bank Stadium covering Minnesota United in Colorado, or you can go to the Horseshoe and see the Gophers and the Buckeyes in Columbus, Ohio. Which choice have you made?
Well, I'm going to be in Columbus at the Horseshoe. I would like to be at TCF Bank Stadium. You know, my schedule is going to allow me to be in two places in a short time frame next week. I'm going to be at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln on Saturday, and then I'll be able to get to the LA Galaxy game when they're going to hopefully have 50,000, like they said they've been able to sell and distribute in tickets for their final game before they move into Allianz. So can't be in two places at one this week, but going to be two places in short order next weekend.
Yeah, you're one of the great double dippers in our business. And I'll tell you what, let's start with Minnesota United. I know they're out of playoff contention now, and that's certainly disappointing. They thought in year two they could make a run and maybe get into the MLS playoffs, but that's not going to happen.
No, they've been only slightly better kind of across the board when it comes to wins. They've been slightly worse when it comes to how they've played on the road, which I know has been frustrating to both the franchise and to its fans. So, yeah, it's been kind of a step sideways for this franchise and not what you wanted to see when they've able to have a full year to be able to gel with the team, to be able to add key pieces. The step sideways is more like a step back.
Yeah, especially when you look at LAFC, an expansion team. They've had a lot of success in year one, and Atlanta United FC, which came in the exact same time as Min U, they've had more success. Is it fair to compare the Loons to those two soccer clubs in the MLS, Andy?
Well, I think what's interesting about that comparison is the fact that, you know, they've had deeper pocketed owners and more of them in LAFC's case. And what Bill McGuire and his ownership group will say is, you know, they've had the outlay of $350 million with the franchise fee and $250 million to build Allianz Field. And that has been their first focus. You know, by all accounts and all tours of that place, I actually drove by it today back from the office. It's a gleaming place and it's going to be a strong, you know, home field advantage for them. So, yeah, it's difficult to make that comparison. just because, you know, of the market size of the owners and what their financial commitments between them have been.
Yeah, Allianz Field, if you drive by I-94 and Snelling between the downtowns, it's a beacon, it's a jewel, no doubt about it, Andy, and I think it's going to help that Midway area turn into something positive. Are you optimistic that they will break the record a week from Sunday against the LA Galaxy, the old soccer record for one game here in the state of Minnesota, 49,572 at Met Stadium when the San Jose Earthquakes took on the Minnesota Kicks in 1976. They want 50K or more. Is that likely to happen?
Well, they've said as a club that they've sold and distributed 50,000 tickets. So if they if they show up, then yes, they will. If the weather is poor or if they don't decide to come out, then they won't break it. But right now it looks like they're going to, and that's quite an achievement given the fact of what we talked about at the top with the fact that the results on the field haven't been as good as they wanted. It shows that there is momentum here. I talked to quite a few people about the team, and they kind of want to know what the support has been like and how many people come to games. And I think more times than not, people that are outsiders or not soccer fans have been surprised to hear that, you know, they draw 21,000-22,000 to a game and how that would be, you know, kind of leaving people out once they get into Allianz.
Yeah, there is great energy, no doubt, at a Minnesota United match. Again, they will host Colorado on Saturday at TCF Bank Stadium. The Rapids with 24 points and Minnesota United with 36. Before we get into college football, two more quick soccer questions, Andy. Darwin Quintero, is he the bright spot so far? The DFA, 24 goals, 13 assists. I think he's been everything they thought he would be.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he, you know, pretty much gets on the score sheet every game, if not multiple times a game. He has games where, you know, he does things where it drops your jaw, where he stuns you, where he, you know, just is in another class in and of himself at times. I think that he's one of the best players in MLS, and he's shown that week in and week out since they got him early on this season. So, yeah, when you talk about where this team can go, Darwin Quintero is certainly a fulcrum of that.
Now, I got to be blunt here. When they got rid of my guy Christian Ramirez for cash, sent him off to LAFC, it felt like Brian Dozier or Eduardo Escobar being peddled for prospects. What was the motivation behind that?
Well, you know, you're not alone. There was a large contingent of the fan base that felt exactly the same way as you, just given the fact that he had had so much success here in Minnesota. He, you know, was somebody that came up with this team from the lower levels and had done it the right way and was a class act. You know, the preceding steps was the fact that, you know, they felt like they got good return on that, even though it is just an investment in different monetary funds that MLS has now, and they haven't spent that. So we're only, you know, halfway to the final conclusion on what that trade will fully mean for Minnesota. But more importantly, they got a player in Angelo Rodriguez, who plays the same position as a second designated player like Darwin Quintero, that they feel can do things that maybe Christian can't, and there have been very mixed results and sometimes kind of disappointing results with him as he's gotten adjusted to MLS so far.
Andy Greeter, our guest here on WCCO. He covers Minnesota United, MLS soccer for the Pioneer Press, also Minnesota Gopher football and basketball. And you'll be in Columbus on Saturday at the historic Horseshoe. Gophers 3-2 overall, 0-2 in the Big Ten. Disappointing losses to Maryland and Iowa and Ohio State, number 3 in the nation, Andy. 6-0, 3-0 in the conference. The Gophers are going to go into the belly of the beast. They're huge underdogs. Can they stay with the Buckeyes at the Shoe?
You know, I think that's a really tall task. I mean, you talk about how they're underdogs. I think it's at right around 30 points right now. You know, Dwayne Haskins, the Buckeyes quarterback, has been doing anything that he has wanted to do. He's shown himself to be a very strong-armed quarterback who makes the right decisions, who's completing more than 70% of his passes. So, yeah, it's going to be an incredibly tall task for them. You know, they've passed the ball so well that they haven't really had to run it. So when you're looking for weaknesses, you know, that might be one. The other one that something that fits into maybe a Minnesota quote-unquote strength would be the fact that, you know, Ohio State has been prone to give up big plays in the passing game. They've done it all year long, and that's where Minnesota is probably strongest and shown the most ability with the full complement of wide receivers that they have now, and Tyler Johnson and Rashad Bateman and Chris Ottman-Bell. All three of those guys put it together against Iowa, which they hadn't done since Fresno, three or four weeks ago. So, yeah, it's going to be an incredibly tall task, and everything's going to have to go right for them to be able to do so.
And you brought up Dwayne Haskins, and, boy, he's got cartoon-like stats, Andy. 25 touchdown passes, just four picks, 1,919 yards in the air. Now, you think about, say, a JT Barrett or a Cardale Jones, they would beat you with your feet probably before they would with their arm. But this kid Haskins, he's a different kind of Buckeye, isn't he?
Well, you know, Cardale Jones was similar in the fact of, you know, big stature, strong arm, maybe a Troy Smith. JT Barrett for sure were more of the kind of, run pass option, read option type quarterbacks, dual threat guys. He's more like Cardale Jones. And when they had him, they won a national championship. Urban Meyer's been able to kind of mold his system to what player he has. And right now at this time, it is kind of a drop back, strong armed passer. I saw that, you know, Tate Martell, a highly rated recruit out of Las Vegas. They're looking to get him maybe some more action to mix it up a little bit, which would just be another wrinkle and more daunting for any defensive coordinator that tries to stop this team.
All right, from the Gopher perspective, they're having trouble selling tickets. If you go to a game at TCF Bank Stadium, usually there's patches of empty seats unless a team like Iowa's in town. The youngster, Zach Anikstead, we've seen some good things. We've seen some things where he needs to work on. But moving forward, how do the Gophers get out of the stage of apathy into where people are engaged again in this program? Because I've always said, Andy, I'd rather have a fan base that's angry than apathetic, because angry means they care, apathetic means they don't care, and I sense a lot of apathy.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, you brought up the biggest point in that, where there's a half-empty stadium at times, where students are leaving at halftime. It's been, you know, a depressing environment, to be quite honest. And I think, you know, it's a simple answer. It's a cliched answer, but it comes down to winning. I think that there was some general excitement over who PJ Fleck was and what he was about. And, you know, you've seen that there is still an interest in who he is and giving him time to be able to build that. But in the meantime, they're not showing up. And I think that, you know, it's going to take some time for them to be able to build back up to what he thinks they need to be able to have the depth, to be able to have the talent, to put together multiple recruiting classes. Then you might see a turn in the results, and then you'll see people come out again, because this program has had support in the past when they've had some successes. So I think that once the winning will come, that he believes it will, then you'll see people come out to the games.
Andy, safe travels to Columbus. Enjoy a college football Saturday at the Horseshoe. It's special.
Yep, thanks a lot. I'll enjoy it.
All right, very good. He's Andy Greeter from the St. Paul Pioneer Press, covers Minnesota United soccer, also Minnesota Gopher football and hoops. With special event pricing, expanded collections, and 0% financing, Wixon Jewelers Watch Fair is the best time to buy a watch. Right now, 48 degrees at 648 on WCCO. Radio.com. 48 degrees, 655. It is Sports to the Max on a Wednesday. Eric in for Mike. Minnesota Wild idle tonight. They're back on the ice tomorrow against the Chicago Blackhawks in St. Paul. The Blackhawks off to a good start, 5 points. The Wild have 1 point, a tie with Vegas the other night. How about Jonathan Toews? 5 goals, 1 assist for the Blackhawks already this season. And if you're going Saturday night when the Carolina Hurricanes are playing the Wild at the X, you can help out with hurricane relief. Fans attending that game can support Hurricane Florence victims in the following ways. You can buy tickets using the promo code Red Cross. Up to $15 from each one purchased will benefit those affected by the hurricane, or they can donate money to the American Red Cross volunteers, who will collect donations at all Xcel Energy Center gates. And, of course, Hurricane Michael now in the news, and I'm sure the Red Cross and other charity-based organizations will be involved trying to help out as need be with that. Coming up next hour, we'll talk to Kevin Lynch from Fox Sports North. What's going on with the Timberwolves and Jimmy Butler. It's 6:56 here on WCCO.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.